And could you record me?
We're recording.
I hit the button.
Can I go home now? Just
kidding. You are now listening to the Flagrant Ones.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I did write out lyrics.
Okay.
I have to now put on the really, karaoke
the show
video.
Of a lifetime. Oh, sorry.
And so I'm going from my head with the lyrics because I'm going to be looking at the screen.
Okay.
And I can't look at the lyrics. I didn't print them out or anything. But
do you want to play the video off one of our phones?
I think I know it.
Okay. I just to get a sense of the stakes. A lot of people have been saying that only Carl should do the songs.
Yes. Understood.
We don't listen. We don't follow trends of other people. We do what we want to do.
This, right. I don't think they would appreciate Carl's songs as much if I didn't sometimes do the song.
You're so, listening to Haze. Nope, I did it wrong.
Okay.
Davenport,
there's one,
Clements,
there's
and Tart.
Okay,
on
yeah.
TFO Radio.
Yeah, okay. Do you think I should read the lyrics and get...
I'm not... I'm just sort of like offering context.
Okay. But what do you think I should do?
I don't know how well you know the lyrics. But it could be catastrophic if you forget and have to go back.
I might.
But then maybe you'll improvise something that was even better because, of course, Carl did a huge improv verse.
Yes, and that's not going to happen.
We might not even know it's so good.
I'm eating a burrito right now.
And that won't happen. Okay, and that won't help me. Okay, so we'll just try and hope that I remember it. Ready?
Cool. Sound is so rich.
You've got the ball, you've got one play. Time on the clock to tie the game. Ref makes the call and one which sends you to the line to shoot again. Off the backboard then it rolls round the rim and through the hole. Lost by two, almost lost by two. Ah, but you come splash into me. I'm a basketball.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
I'm a basketball.
It was a hoop
in a boy's dream.
What song is it?
What song is it?
Yeah.
It's Dave Matthews' band. It's called Crash Into Me.
Oh.
Isn't it just called Crash, or is it called Crash Into Me? In my head, it's just Crash.
I know, and I think the album is maybe called Crash.
Maybe Crash parentheses into
but
me.
But I think it is called Crash Into Me.
I was trying to follow exactly what did happen at the end of the game. The guy had the ball. There was only enough time for one play.
Mm-hmm.
And he drove. It wasn't. He got a foul. But I missed exactly what he did to get fouled.
He's got the ball.
Yes.
He's got one play.
I said that.
There's time on the clock to tie the game.
Okay.
The ref calls for an and one.
Oh,
so he made the basket
between. So being enough time on the clock and the next line,
basically
he made a basket.
As the clock ticked zero, this guy scored a layup.
Okay.
To tie it.
Yeah.
And the ref said, "Hey, somebody hit you on the arm."
Okay. And so then he got the opportunity to make a shot. He then
gets sent to the line.
Yes.
Ref makes the call and one, which sends you to the line to shoot again.
Yes. And he banked it in.
Yes. And then the hoop does call it a splash, although banking it in is not a splash. But I guess just from the hoop's perspective,
anything is a splash.
Well, when it's coming through you,
yes,
it's a splash.
Now, here's my question.
Yeah.
You almost lost by two.
Yeah.
But you ended up winning by one?
Yes.
Okay. Did you say there was enough time on the clock to tie the game?
There was enough time on the clock to tie the game.
So you were down by two.
Okay.
And what happened is you did tie the game, but then you got to shoot an extra shot.
So there was enough time to win as well.
Not from the hoop's perspective.
Okay.
It's a very old hoop.
Okay. It doesn't know about three-point shots.
I don't think it likes what threes have done to the game.
Oh, okay. We didn't get to that.
The hoop. First of all, it all takes place in a boy's dream. Please never underestimate that aspect of this all.
I'm getting too detailed with it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does he live in Indiana?
Yeah.
Okay. That's where basketball dreams are born.
Mm-hmm.
Hoop dreams. Andy, I know I just asked you to turn me down, but I need a little bit more juice. My ears.
And Andy, can you stop touching mine every time Carl asks you to do something?
Is that yours?
Three is mine.
Oh,
that one.
Shit.
Yeah, you keep fucking with mine. Damn Please it. Put wait, it back no, where
wait,
it was.
Wait. Oh, is that?
Carl is two.
Okay, so on this side,
three is you.
It's the
baby.
One.
I'm two.
Are you one?
Is That's that me.
You?
That's me. Stop.
Damn it. Okay.
Every time it's the same one, and every time I say don't do it.
Look at the cord, Andy.
That's one. Oh, see, that one even looks
okay,
different
you're
than the
one.
Others.
Okay.
This
so
is me.
Carl's two.
Yeah. Remember we went over it before we started recording?
Ooh. Andrew. Is that
How's
your
everyone's
name?
Sound? That is my name.
What's your middle name, Andy?
Thomas.
Andy Thomas.
He's
Thomas. That's how the lady used to say it on Tom and Jerry. The very racist black woman figure. Thomas.
That she would call Tom that?
Yeah.
She was the owner of Tom?
She wasn't the owner. She was like the housewoman. Like she was like the maid.
I don't remember any
human dialogue
characters.
In Tom and Jerry.
Oh, dude. There was parts of it where this black woman who had a big old ass, and not in a sexual way. It was like a pretty problematic way, but it was the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never saw her face.
Mm.
But she would like be like really mean, like be like sweeping, and then like Tom would be doing something like mischievous trying to get Jerry. And she would be like, now you get your cat on out of here, Thomas.
Okay, so maybe he has Jerry in his hands and he's about to chomp his head off and he gets a face full of broom.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron will post Tom and Jerry videos sometimes. Am I wrong? I've seen him post like a clip of Tom and Jerry and be like, the OGs, Tom and Jerry. Like, I definitely have seen it before.
On Instagram?
I feel
on
like
his
on
YouTube
Twitter
his
once.
Is it the
YouTube
one where he's a cowboy? Have you guys seen that one?
Oh, yeah.
Who's he?
Tom, I think. The cat.
Yeah.
He does a cool little cowboy move.
He lights a cigarette with
Thomas.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I have
Thomas. Hey, lick it, you little bitch.
We have
much love to the OGs, Tom and Jerry.
We have more cartoon news today, which is that Kyrie Irving made an announcement on the Jumbotron this week.
He did.
During timeouts and stuff, they'll show on the Jumbotron interviews with players sometimes, and they asked Kyrie Irving what his favorite TV show was, not his favorite cartoon, his favorite TV show, and his Family Guy.
Yeah. His answer was Family Guy.
And I think he once said that he would never watch The Office.
Mm.
They did a package of like shows that, what's a show that you will never watch? And I'm pretty sure he said The Office. Either he or Marcus Smart said that. People are trying to get them to watch The Office and they will not.
Oh, Marcus Smart sucks, but Kyrie.
Did you think about Jimmy Butler questioning Marcus Smart's toughness? I know we're reaching way back, but what did you think about that? Because you called him a fake tough guy before.
And Jimmy Butler relevant to this week because he almost got suspended this week.
I know.
Because he really seemed like he was going to go after that guy.
Did anyone watch the video where they say, what do you think about Jimmy Butler questioning your toughness? Where they went, like, has anyone ever questioned your toughness before? And he goes, no. Nope. And they go, what do you have to say to that? And he goes, ha ha.
Oh, he thought it was funny.
He
laughed.
He's so mad.
He's wound very tight.
I don't buy it. Nobody flops that much. Look at Boogie. Mm-hmm. Boogie's a tough guy. Mm. Draymond is a tough guy. I'm naming all these Warriors. I hate this, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
Those two guys will get up in your shit. Marcus Smart waits till everybody comes around. As Jalen Rose says, he's a hold me back.
But didn't Draymond, he made like a lot of noise about wanting to fight Tristan Thompson? And then he
Tristan,
laid out.
Because, yes, Tristan is a secret tough guy.
Uh-huh.
He's a low-key tough guy.
Yeah.
People didn't think of that because he's from Canada.
Yeah, that's right.
But
no,
Tristan,
I forget
they
that,
make
though.
Him tough up there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, well, now we know.
Yeah, Bob and Doug.
Yeah, see, Bob and Doug drinking their Labatt Blue. Mm-hmm. I would like you would have gave them the hands.
I would have gave Bob and Doug the hands.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
You wouldn't have gave Bob and Doug the hands, Sean.
No,
Sean,
sir.
I know you.
I don't think
Sean,
so.
Let me just tell you something. I know you better than you know yourself. And Bob and Doug sitting up there on the ice lake drinking Labatt Blue. You would have put them motherfucking paws on them. I know you.
Well, we actually no. Well, no, because you did have an opportunity.
That's true.
When you first moved to LA, your first boss.
My first job was with Dave Thomas.
Which
was,
is which one?
One of the two Bob and Doug guys.
Yes. Did you ever put the motherfucking paws on him?
I suppose. I didn't have to.
You didn't have to because he wasn't fucking with you. Because
you didn't have to.
I guess I didn't have to. Because he wasn't fucking with me.
Yeah.
Because he was scared of you.
One could assume.
See, I told you. I know Sean Betty knows himself. He can look at Dave Thomas and be like, "Listen, Dave, you ain't the Wendy's Dave. So don't be up in here getting froggy.
Yeah.
You're not the real Dave Thomas.
Yeah.
The father of Wendy of burger fame.
Mm-hmm.
I will." Put these motherfucking mitts on your whole ass.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of Canada tough guys, Dave did once tell me a story that's one of the most insane stories I've ever heard someone tell. And it was that there was someone that he really hated who he had worked with on a job. I won't put any more specifics in because it's such a crazy story.
Okay, but you do know who the person is.
I don't know the person's name.
Okay.
But I remember the movie.
Okay.
So at the end of it, he's like, I hated this guy every day. I just despised him. And so I invited him out to dinner. And we went to dinner and I gave him a gift at the meal. And I asked him to open it. And he opened it up. And it was sort of beautifully wrapped. And it was this very nice, ornate box. And he opened it up. And it was a very nice gun inside. It's like a Colt 45. He was like, wow, Dave, this is so thoughtful. I don't know, like, why did you do this? Like, I can't believe. And I said, well, because one day I'm going to come to your house and I'm going to shoot you. And I want to know that you have a gun too, so that I feel like it's fair.
Wow.
And that was Eugene Levy on the set of Club Paradise.
It's gotta be.
I'm just playing. I don't know.
Club Paradise. Who else was that? I forgot about that movie. And well, I've only seen the trailer. I've never seen it.
I don't know if Dave Thomas was in Club Paradise.
He may not have been.
Yeah.
He and Eugene, I believe, had a
Do you like that Kyrie likes Family Guy? Do you like Kyrie? Do you like him again because he apologized to LeBron?
Kyrie is trying to come back and appeal to me right now.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yes, he's really making a run at Carl.
Yeah, I think he's coming back trying to like get me back on his side because he's heard my criticisms.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Flagrant Ones is just on a rocket ship. He saw us climbing through the top 50 and was like, uh-oh, I better get Carl in here.
Yeah.
I do have to, I mean, I guess we have to walk back the bodying that happened last week because...
We're back on top.
We are. Okay,
just barely
it.
Back on top. Nope.
But your Kickstarter is stinks, guys. they used our success. They kind of drafted off us like a race car driver.
It was a move so genius, only I could have thought of it.
Yeah,
and I wish I hadn't told them it when I did.
And they invited you on the show.
Yeah.
And people paid big bucks to listen to you on it. And they got a lot of extra subscriptions. And they briefly passed us again.
I participated in my own undoing, and it was my disgusting ego that led me into the trap.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Guys, I got to come clean.
Uh-oh.
You're going to do the show too?
No.
It'll be coming out this week.
Carl! Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Hashtag Mississippi C-tart.
Hashtag tart. God Tart God.
Wow.
Oh, God Tart God. Why'd you do it to me?
I had to do it to you, Sean. First of all, to the collective them, I had to do it to them.
Uh-huh.
I put on my boat shoes, my white shorts,
You got out on the sidewalk.
Yeah, I had to do it to them.
I know.
Like, what does Lady Gaga say in... A Star Is
Shallow.
Born? Why did you do that? Do that to me? Tell me something, girl.
Well, let's, you know what we can do? Let's scoop it. That's coming out next week, you said?
This week, just, Emily.
I actually,
okay, but ours is coming out on Thursday.
Yeah, so same day.
Same day? Okay, great. Just do, what did you talk about?
Was there some
just spoil best, the whole thing bits. Now.
You could spoil that, yeah.
I don't remember, to be honest.
I have a message to the people who still subscribe to your Kickstarter sucks, and it's also from A Star Is Born. Maybe it's time to let the old ways die.
That's a February 2017 show.
Maybe it's a February 2019 show. Die. Takes a lot to unsubscribe. Hell, it takes a lot to try.
Is our blank check beef? Have we let that go?
Well, that's a losing ball, baby.
I cannot see them anymore. So I'm not familiar with who you're talking about because they're concealed by the clouds.
They are so much more popular so quickly that I think we just pretend we didn't know about them.
Yes. We have to just ignore it. I will say what is really smart about your Kickstarter things, guys, is that they have not asked me to do the show because they realize that I will not do it. I'm much too busy.
Oh, yeah. They told me that you would do the show. They told me that they did ask you to do the show, and I was surprised it hadn't happened yet because, as I've always said, Hayes would go to the opening of an envelope.
They said they did ask me to do it.
They said
but
they
here,
did.
Well,
yeah.
No, but here, this is what always happens, is they ask me to do it, and I ask me to do things, and I say yes, and then just don't. And then they say, like, great, what time? And I never
that
respond.
Is, yes, that
Does
sounds
that sound right.
right? That sounds right.
What else do we have to Andy? Did you ever think of anything that disappointed you for the last few months? You've had a whole week.
Yeah,
I thought we already picked something, but I do not remember.
No,
what
I
it
think
was.
You passed on it,
Andy. I'm sorry, I snapped at you about the headphones, but it was actually hurting my ears, and I just kept watching, and I was watching it happen. Every time I saw your hand go towards it, I thought, surely this time he won't touch my knob again.
I deserved it. This is my one job.
And he'd like to, at some point, hear his child laugh. Is that too much to ask?
Is that so much to ask, my young boy?
Ooh. Just to hear the first time the child laughs. Mm-hmm. But you would like to
ideally it's something
take
Hayes
that away
says.
From him. Oh yeah.
I'm more likely it's something Carl says. Has everyone seen online that people are just talking about Carl's the best one on the show?
And Carl is reacting accordingly. Carl is lying down on the couch and he's just gone into his phone.
No, I'm pulling up our segment
too. Yeah, that's right.
Oh yeah, we have to do our segment.
We have to
again.
Finish
also,
those hashtags.
My back is hurting. Hayes.
Wow.
Yeah, and from carrying the fucking show.
People do not.
And like at me. The beginning you had a very casual allergic reaction.
Yeah, my throat started to close, per usual, around this time of night. I'm in a little pain, guys. I need to go to sleep. I think I'm just a little fatigued from the day.
Yeah, sure.
I'll be all right.
Mm. Do we want?
I posted about perhaps doing a just to put out some feelers to see if people would listen to a podcast with just me talking, like a Bill Burr Monday Morning podcast style. And one guy was like, yeah, if Hayes and Sean are your guest every week.
Okay.
So I can't, like that. I am nothing without you two.
Come on.
Take my life, I'll never move. I don't know the lyrics.
Is your throat closing up? Does that help you hit those sweet high notes?
So.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Did you ever do stand-up, Carl?
No.
And were you interested in doing it?
I was,
yeah.
Before I knew what improv was, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I did it like I would go to open mic. I guess I don't want to call it like I was on the stand up circuit.
No, yeah. Right.
I would go like do like the open mics at like the Brew Co. in Westwood.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Like 2 months before I started, and I hated it. And also the open mics at like Comedy Store back in like 2009. And I was like, I don't like this. This sucks. And it made me feel really shitty too, because I was like, well, I've stopped playing basketball. I was gonna do comedy, but I can't do this. And I was gonna give up. So I said, you should try improv. And I tried improv like the first week, first class. I was like, oh, this is great. This is the best thing ever. And that was the weekend of the NFC Championship where the Saints beat the Vikings to go to the Super Bowl. And
they were showing footage of that. at the game this week.
Yeah.
That was a big Saints game.
That was the week I started improv.
Wow.
And I was hoping to have a little anniversary celebration this week.
Big week for Louisiana. I'm sorry the refs blew that call, Carl.
They blew that shit. They blew it, man.
Big week for just like the city of New Orleans.
Yeah.
Carl starts doing improv and the Saints beat the Vikings.
Yeah. Yeah. Even though I'm not from New Orleans. But
you like
so you like it.
I identify as a New Orleans. You claim it. Yeah. I claim it. I claim it. I identify as a New Orleans.
So that's huge for them. You're doing improv and you like it?
In my
the city?
In my Twitter bio.
That's crazy.
In my Twitter bio it says he/him/New Orleans native.
Yeah.
So that's big for them.
Yeah.
Are we getting back into the hashtags?
We're going to have to.
Okay.
We also should at some point follow up on the second bet that you guys
made. These cameos are really piling up.
I ordered a cameo for you today, Hayes.
You ordered it today?
I ordered it, yes.
Okay, that's great.
So it should be within a week unless sometimes they do not fulfill them.
And I'll order yours. Do you want to publicly make your cameo request like I did?
Okay. Well, I'm open to a few things. No athlete jumped out at me.
You can do a range of choices and then it'll be a surprise.
I guess my first choice is probably Simon Rex, aka Dirt Nasty. And he's a little pricier than some of the other ones. I think the other ones were both $50 and this one would be $69.
Of course Dirt Nasty wants $69.
Okay.
Nasty.
Okay, who else?
I mean, I wouldn't mind if you guys saw one that you just thought would be really great.
Like, okay.
But, you know, I mean, you
Loser's
know me.
Choice.
Did it you know that I lost? Could be fun to be surprised by who you get a shout out from. Like, and I'll just say a person, like, if you hadn't told me who you wanted, would you have been upset if I had gotten a video of Bai Ling? Which only cost $30.
What?
And might have been, and would have been maybe pretty sweet. She's a famous person.
It's really unclear though why she's famous. I could not tell you anything. Like if she's an actress.
I believe she's an actress.
She's in
but
Crank.
She kind of became more famous from like Celebrity Rehab.
Right. And, yes.
You know, she became more of like a reality show figure, but she did begin as an actress.
Right. Oh God, that'd be so funny. So except there's some I would good never surprises know. There. I mean, she would have to say, "Hey."
I think she would. I mean, Scalabrine starts all of his by going like, "This is Brian Scalabrine, the White Mamba." Like, okay. I think they usually do.
Yeah.
So
well,
I,
we know Ryan is going to because he does have to say his nickname.
Well, and I have asked him to. So.
Okay. We'll look.
But.
Did you know that I watched this? But I never cheating last week that I cheated.
Oh, how'd you cheat?
I never picked last.
Right.
I picked first, second, and second.
Oh.
Someone pointed out.
Yes.
Was there one time where I asked if it was my turn, and you were like, no, it's my turn.
No, Sean.
I did
Sean
that.
Did correct you at
I
some
did
point.
That, okay. But then I let you pick
Let
anyway.
Me get rid of this cat.
What's this cat?
Sorry, he just said he doesn't want to go. This is Bart.
That's Bart.
You just heard I tried to get rid of it, but he said...
Okay. Sorry, that's my breath.
So, anyway, I would not be upset at all to get one from Dirt Nasty. That would be great. But yeah. I'd take another one if you think it's really good.
Did you see Brad and Nick's project that they did for our show, Atlantic City?
I did see the description of it and I liked the tweet, but I have not watched the videos yet because I was like in the car with Grace and I was like, oh, I can't wait to watch these when I get
you
home.
You have to watch
them. Yeah, I'm really excited.
They're insane. He announced that he was going to do it last month's show. And he...
Did you see this, Hayes?
What?
That like Nick Ciarelli?
Nick Ciarelli.
Yeah, and they did that cameo project.
I RT'd it.
Oh, I didn't. I haven't watched the video yet.
They're very funny. But we can get some better ones. Is Ryan DiArchidiacono?
No, that's right.
Ryan DiArchidiacono. Is he on Cameo?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've sent him a message already.
Why are all these people on this website?
How do they?
I think they must just bang out like 50 at a time.
Why aren't we on the website? Yes, and how much should it cost to get?
How much should we all? Okay, all three of us.
Yeah.
What could what
some
could,
people do them together?
What but. Could the flagrant ones as a group? So every week, you guys come here, mm-hmm. we record the podcast,
and then we bang out like 12 cameos.
Yeah.
How, when's your birthday?
March 23rd.
March 23rd. So that's 323. So that's 26. When's your birthday?
August 4th.
This
August
is how 4th, you so calculate 8, 4, how 12. Much a 26 cost?
Plus 12 is 38. My birthday is 1/5.
Okay. So that only six. That didn't help us at all.
So he's 6 plus 38 is 44, uh-huh. I believe.
Yeah. 8, baby.
Huh?
It's 8.
6 plus 38, 44. $44? Nah, that's not enough.
That's not enough? More but bi-ling is only $30.
But we are three. We are tri-ling.
Yeah, no. Okay. You'd have to do it. So, Andy,
you know what's interesting about Bi-Ling? She is bilingual. Does Andy get to be in our cameos?
Well, what I
when's wanna... your birthday, Andy? That'll decide whether you get it.
July 11th.
Oh,
6/11.
Oh,
7/11.
7/11.
7/11. You son of a bitch.
Hey,
damn.
What
man.
Can I say?
He's Andy, always
a,
open.
Andy, that's a funny ass birthday.
Yeah. When I was in San Francisco this weekend, I walked to 7/11 and got six of the wings at 3 a.m.
And that's were, a lot that's, of numbers.
They were good.
Andy, your birthday's cracking me up right
math
now.
Problem.
Andy, your that's birthday's making the, me laugh my ass
that's
off.
One of the funnier things about me, I think.
It's up there.
Sean is over here cracking the fuck up.
I'm losing CTFU. My fucking shit. I'm shit, I'm laughing so hard.
Sean is over here Sean. Deceased.
7/11? I'm truly deceased. 7/11 as a birthday for Andy. That is too funny. I'm losing it. I mean, I am losing it. Andy, oh, man. Your job is to build a cameo type website that will become yes. a premium subscription level for us.
That's what we're doing.
So here's what I was. Oh, here was the idea that I had the other day.
Yes.
Carl, tell me what you think of this.
Mm-hmm.
So we purchase a flagrant phone. We get an extra cell phone that we, if you subscribe for like $25 for a month, you can call that, you can text that phone whenever you want. Okay. And we will text you back. The flagrant ones will text you back at our convenience.
Does flagrant, even flagrant phone have a PH or does phone have a F? I think we make
I think phone has an
I
F.
I think we make phone change.
It has to meet us yeah. where we're at.
Okay.
And so the phone number becomes available to you at the higher subscription level. And then we also, like, after recording, we'll like randomly call 10 of the numbers that have texted us.
Okay. I'm down for that.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
I think that's fun.
And we also start a proprietary cameo website called, yes. And the pitches are Flamio and Slamio.
Yes.
Slamio is good.
Because of basketball, like yeah. slam dunk.
Yeah.
But it's just ours. It's just our version. It's basically like we have done with this show, taking Earwolf's idea.
Would Cameo sue us if we did Slamio? But it's only on our thing.
It's only us yeah, doing them?
It's only no. us.
Yeah.
And so we could do them as on Slamio, we could do them as groups and we could do yeah. them individually.
Individually. Yeah. Depending on how much people pay.
Yeah.
That sounds
and depending
great.
On what they say.
Oh, imagine Cameo has to buy Slamio.
If they need to
they
acquire,
have to acquire
Slamio,
us.
That could be so big for me.
Shall God. We?
And shall Flagrant we? Ones becomes like a loss leader for just for Slamio.
Okay, so let's actually do these hashtags that yeah. we've been talking about.
We stopped at the Lakers, I believe. We
yeah. Get
to, so next one up. Hashtag. Is the Memphis Grizzlies.
Well, we do have to recount the conversation that we were having when you guys were leaving last week, because this is the whole idea of the show is no free conversations.
Okay.
And that's why we're doing this. I'm done
yeah.
having these unpaid conversations. When we were leaving, you, Carl, said mm-hmm. that the Lakers hashtag should just be hashtag Showtime.
Yeah.
And I said that it could also be hashtag Laker girls said the way that Eddie Murphy's character does in Bowfinger. If you remember, the movie star character, is obsessed with the specifically flashing the Laker girls.
Yeah. I went home and bought that movie on Amazon.
Did you watch it?
Yeah. I mean, I fell asleep on it, but it took the place of Family Guy for that night.
Wow. And Andy pitched that the winning, what it is actually going to be now, we sent it to the Lakers and they are going to do it. It's going to be hashtag Chubby Rain. Yes.
Which is only, it's so close to Lake Show in a way.
Yeah, there's a water.
A lake is just a standing pile of Chubby yes. Rain.
Yeah. All right. So that was the Lakers, hashtag Lake Show, hashtag Showtime, hashtag Laker Girls, hashtag Chubby Rain.
Hashtag Chubby Rain.
Yeah, that's who.
Memphis Grizzlies, hashtag Grind City.
Okay.
You know.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either. Sounds sexual.
I was just thinking that Kit Ramsey's brother's name was Jif.
Guys, you gotta watch Bowfinger out there.
Bowfinger.
Required watching for the listeners. For
hashtag Grind City, but this is the. But I guess it should just be Grit and Grind, though.
It should be Grit and Grind. I think that's what it has been in the past. I don't know why they changed it to Grind City, but all of these say to me, get ready to watch some boring shit. Yeah. Like, yeah. Like, get ready to just not have any fun at all.
I like tough guys.
Yes. We're going to be like getting to the line a lot. We're going to be slowing it way down. It's like the opposite of Showtime.
Yeah. And our jerseys are going to say FedEx.
Yes. It's just not, it doesn't like sound like fun to me.
Why don't the Lakers jerseys say Staples? Why didn't Staples
pay for that? Or you could expand that to
Tom's Urban?
Or any other team that has like a Moda for the Trailblazers.
Yeah. Smoothie King. Play or,
Smoothie King.
Well, theirs says Zatarain's. That's better.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is better.
Zatarain's.
Is that the commercial?
Yeah.
You claim New Orleans. Zatarain's.
New Jambalaya. Zatarain's. And that's jazz clarinet.
Gotta give it up to the OGs, Tom and Jerry.
Miami Heat. Hashtag Heat culture.
Ugh.
I don't awful. Like it.
Worse than nothing at all. If it were just blank, that would be better.
Heat culture? What are you, a stove?
They're so vile. Bad.
It's vile.
They're not good right now.
It sounds like what you would use to like grow like a bunch of bacteria in a lab.
Yeah, I'm going to use this heat culture.
It's just like claiming, like, imagine if Spurs did hashtag Spurs culture. You know what I, like, that's what it's doing, right? They're going like, we have a history of professionalism. We're a really polished organization. And it's like, but do something cool.
And that also like, was never,
you're Miami.
Was never really true. Wade doesn't have, like, you know, some people really, he was like a dirty player.
Yeah.
And he like injured a bunch of guys.
Rondo broke Rondo's arm.
Yes, and the guy in the league now who has injured more people than anyone else, who is like sort of taking up that mantle, plays for the Heat, and it's Kelly Olynyk.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
he's hurt a ton of guys.
He broke
Kevin Love's shoulder.
Yes.
I would change Heat culture to, we could do hashtag Vice City.
Yeah,
we could do hashtag Miami Vice.
Yes,
we could do. Hashtag heat 'em up.
Great.
What else could
let's hashtag go with, welcome to Miami.
Let's go with hashtag heat 'em up. So a lot of these are getting into,
what about
like,
the city where the heat is on?
Yeah. That's long. The heat is on, but the heat is on. Hashtag the heat is on is good.
Something I am noticing about these is none of them are copywritten.
What about
phrases?
Hashtag the HSO based that on that SNL good. Digital short? Called the HSO that I think Adam McKay directed, where Will Ferrell played Glenn Fry.
Wow.
And he was saying that it was him having a contest, or two guys are talking, and one is saying like how many lines it would take him to pick up a person at the bar. Like, it's like, I can pick that girl up in five lines or less. And then Glenn Fry walks in and they say, how many lines would it take you to pick up Glenn Fry? He says three, and the guy goes and picks up Glenn Frey, and they have like a sexual escapade.
Wow. This is from when?
It is from, I mean, it's when McKay was there. It's like late 90s.
Okay. And
it's when Farrell was there.
But it got drowned out 96. By Farrell playing a member of Blue Oyster Cult.
Of the yes. Eagles.
Around the same time.
Andy, did you find it?
Yeah. The tie, it's Ben Stiller. Did we mention that he's seducing Glenn Frey?
It's Ben Stiller. 95. Okay.
Was it 95?
95.
Okay, Carl Beeney.
No, this was...
he was the host.
He's got to be.
I think host. He was the host, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. They're not going to let Ben Stiller, the cast member...
Also, I'm wondering
how
much...
How much, like, gay panic is in the sketch. I think they played it pretty...
Well, this is interesting because I rewatched not too long ago. It showed up in my YouTube recommendations, the sketch, the digital short, where Jonah Hill starts dating Andy Samberg's dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it and I was like, they actually handled this pretty well.
Yeah.
And he does make out
maybe
super hard
well too.
With Jim Downey in it. And I was like, I guess that's why it's funny, is because people are like laughing that these guys doing gay stuff together. But there, it's also that it's Andy's dad. He's really upset.
Yeah.
Context
matters.
Beat your heat.
Beat
hashtag
your heat.
Beat your heat.
Beat your heat.
Not be the heat.
Hashtag slap your heat around. Hashtag pull your heat out.
Yeah, there it is. Hashtag pull your heat out.
That could be good. Okay, Milwaukee Bucks. Hashtag fear the deer.
That's the best one.
Yeah, that's a classic one that they've been doing for a while.
Rocks.
But did you know they got rid of it last year for a while? Do you remember what it was?
Ugh.
It was hashtag own the future.
That's right. No, just fear the deer.
Fear the deer.
Isn't that bad? Because they had Giannis, I guess, and he was young. But that's very problematic. It's like we own this guy.
Yeah, no.
He has to do whatever we want.
No, hashtag fear the deer. And I do. The deer cartoon is cool and a little scary.
Yeah.
I think they have the best branding. Like their logo looks great. I just think they're cool.
I wish they would sometimes go back to the like 70s one. The smiley deer.
Yes, hell yes.
You like that?
I'd like to see it every now and then.
Yeah.
He's wearing a sweater.
Yeah, and a hat, right?
I don't think he's wearing a hat. I think he has too many horns.
He has galoshes. He has galoshes on.
Maybe.
He has galoshes and a slicker.
He does?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember having this many clothes.
Yeah.
Does he have a hat, too?
He has a couple hats.
How do you see the suspenders?
The
slicker
is clear. He's pulling them out with his thumbs from under the slicker. Yeah.
Wow.
What else Minnesota is he wearing?
Minnesota Timberwolves. Hashtag all eyes north.
Makes me think of the Raptors.
It sucks even on its own without the Raptors. And the Raptors, it's not cool when the Raptors do it either, but they have taken the concept
being
north.
Yes, they own that idea.
How could you? Why would you ever?
What a mistake.
Do a Prince thing.
Yeah.
What
hashtag
should it be?
Chubby Rain.
Hashtag Chubby Purple Rain. Chubby Purple Rain.
Yeah. they could do Prince thing. They could do hashtag. What else we got in Minnesota?
In Minnesota,
big Somali population.
Hashtag KG used to play here.
Yeah.
What else is
Lakes? Land of a Thousand Lakes.
Yes.
Hashtag they could be the lake show.
Hashtag Flip for Flip.
Ooh.
Like they love him so much, they're flipping for the late coach Flip Saunders.
The Mighty Ducks were in Minnesota.
Is that true?
I believe so.
Okay.
Didn't Gordon Bombay go to play for the Minnesota Stars when he finally got his number called up?
Oh, but that doesn't mean that the Ducks still play there.
No, no, no. They don't play there currently. But I think the film was set in Minnesota.
Right. Yes. But like. It's possible. It's very possible. But he doesn't have to still live. This is what I'm saying. He doesn't have to still live in the city where he played hockey.
No, I know that.
Okay.
But he played hockey actually at the end of the movie. He gets to play pro hockey.
Gordon Bombay gets called up to the Minnesota Stars at the end of Mighty Ducks? I don't remember that at all.
I don't know.
Is that D3?
No, the Minnesota Stars
that
are
was a real
pro team.
Were they the North Stars? Or is that something else?
Not D3 College.
And Andy is holding a computer and looking.
No, looking at, not D3.
Looking into the fireplace.
Hashtag.
That's the Timberwolf.
That, yeah.
Yeah. But people might think that there was like a, if you just wrote out hashtag, people are going to think that it's, that has like a horny connotation.
Yeah.
It's hard to write that out.
Yeah. It's an onomatopoeia.
Without people thinking that there was wolf whistling.
Hashtag kapow. I don't know. What else is there? I mean, All Eyes North, I just don't like.
Sucks.
It's I like really that logo bad. Too. I like the wolf technically looking northeast, but I don't like All Eyes North. Oh, these hashtags are rough. New Orleans Pelicans, hashtag do it big.
What?
No.
Because Anthony Davis is tall?
I guess, man. Do it big?
This is New Orleans? That's terrible.
And Roy Jones had a song called Do It Big. The boxer was a rapper as well.
Okay.
His song called Do It Big.
And he was in The Matrix.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, but he's not from New Orleans.
Who was he? Tank, Dozer, Mouse?
No, he wasn't any of the main characters. He had sort of a minor appearance. I think in the same scene as Cornel West.
Hashtag do it big.
I think this was in The Matrix Reloaded. It's terrible. What's, I mean, let's do another one.
Hashtag gumbo.
Hashtag gumbo. Hashtag jazz funeral.
Hashtag who wants beads.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's subtle.
Yes.
Hashtag titty Tuesday.
Hashtag king cake, baby.
Hashtag king cake.
Yeah, that's the mascot. That's better. Hashtag jazz funeral for your ass.
Yeah, jazz for your ass?
Jazz funeral for your ass.
Okay.
Hashtag jazz funeral for your ass.
To like the opponent.
Yeah.
Okay. Hashtag buried on top of the ground.
Hashtag blow is that, my brass.
Is that how they do it there? They bury people above ground?
Yeah. You don't, because it's below sea level, so all of the tombs are. You drive by a cemetery.
Oh,
everything is up.
Hashtag buried on top of the ground.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Hashtag
it's regionally specific. I mean, like, do a big is so generic. Hashtag buried on top of the ground.
Hashtag yeah. Hashtag friggin' crypt. And also hashtag. The season of Real World that had David. Yes.
David and Melissa and the Mormon.
Yeah. Girl. Julie.
Julie. Yep. That's right.
I honestly think in no bit wise, I hashtag when I say I hashtag go Pels and I spell go G-E-A-U-X like the Saints.
Yeah.
Go Pels. Go.
Great.
Go
Pels. The Saints, of course, do like sort of have a monopoly on that, but they can all have it.
They can all have it in the city.
It's New Orleans.
They go, they be friends. Gold Tigers.
Yeah, the same friggin' owner.
Yeah, the Benson family.
Okay, New York Knicks. Hashtag New York forever.
Hate it.
Oh, no.
It's so boring.
It should be hashtag we go hard.
Hashtag. That was the Nets one. We got a correction somewhere. People saying that that is part of a Jay-Z song.
And that Where Brooklyn At. Yes, I did know that.
Yeah.
And that they use Where Brooklyn At. At the.
And they do Where Brooklyn At as a better, separate segment.
And, but they spell it W-E-A-R. That the fans like.
Yes.
Yes.
And they're being funny and they're having fun.
Yes.
And I have to say.
They should do.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
They should do, for the Bucks, they should do that same segment, but it should be called, so the Where Brooklyn At one is, they show pictures of people wearing the gear, and for the Bucks, it should be hashtag fear the gear.
Okay.
And now that I say that, they might do that already. It's so good that I feel like I must have seen it during a broadcast, and now I'm pretending it's my idea.
What about hashtag concrete jungle?
That's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Where dreams are made of. Oh, hashtag where dreams are made of.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about hashtag the huge apple?
The huge apple. I like it. Hashtag pizza.
Yeah. There's hashtag, so many New
hashtag
York
pizza pie.
New York forever.
There's a pizza
hashtag
place.
Hey, you don't mess with Spider-Man.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Hashtag I'm walking here.
Yeah.
What's the barbecue spot right across the street from Madison Square Garden?
Oh yeah.
It's pretty
Hill
good.
Country?
No, that's not
that's what it's a
Blue Smoke.
Maybe that's what it's called. Is that what it's called? Is it called Blue Smoke?
I think it's Blue Smoke.
Yeah, I like that place. Okay. They have a
That's the best barbecue in the country.
Hashtag Blue Smoke. I like that's not the best barbecue in the fucking country.
To New York City. New York City has
try any other barbecue and tell me that, Carl.
Hashtag Pace Picante.
Hashtag Blue Smoke.
New York City. next up is Oklahoma City, hashtag Thunder Up. I don't mind it.
They've been doing that for a long time. Yeah. It doesn't really mean anything.
No, but now like, it's sort of like, neither does the Thunder. It all is just this general vibe of like, I'm getting ready to Thunder Up.
Yeah.
Like it sounds, I kind of like that it's all just left of meaning something.
Yeah. And now it's become kind of a phrase on its own. Time to because it was up. So meaningless to begin with. Now it's only associated with them.
They own it.
Yeah.
So that one is okay with me.
Hashtag Thunder.
Do they do that at games?
Probably. That's cool.
Hashtag Pure Magic is great.
Yeah, I would also say hashtag Magic Kingdom. I feel like that would be tight too.
Okay.
Well, Disney doesn't own the team anymore.
Okay.
So that might be tough.
If Orlando Magic was a good team, hashtag Pure Magic would be cool.
Yeah, it would be great. It feels like, does it feel recently to you or a really long time ago that the Magic went to an NBA final?
So long
2009?
Ago.
2009?
Like. Yeah.
What about, and this is cheesy. We've been making fun of ones on the list like this, but it just came in my mind. Hashtag, do you believe?
I love it. That's great.
Do you believe in Magic?
Okay. And it like for the bad teams, there does have to be some element of like have faith in us get better and stuff.
How about hashtag the hand is quicker than the eye? One of the purest tenets of magic.
Hashtag nothing up my sleeve.
Now you see hashtag me. Now you see me.
Hashtag now you see me.
Hashtag yes, may Carl, I have an assistant
Carl,
in the audience.
That was good when you said that.
Hashtag would you agree that we have not met before? Hashtag now you see me too. Oh, what about just hashtag J. Daniel Atlas or hashtag Jack Wilder.
Or Jack, yeah.
Or hashtag
Jack Wilder.
Wilder, okay.
Yes, or Henley Reeves.
How about hashtag Henley Reeves?
Hashtag Doug Henning.
Doug Henning is a basketball player?
Magician.
Oh, he's a magician.
Used to be.
He's not anymore.
He's dead now.
Hashtag Merrick?
Yes, hashtag, Merrick. I want to say Merritt Weaver, but I think it was like Merritt Maloney or something like that. I wish I could remember.
Merritt McKinney.
Ah, so close.
Motherfucker.
Who are y'all talking about?
The four horsemen, dude.
Okay. The four horsemen from Now You See Me.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
The movie about magic where they're doing illusions.
I don't recall.
Carl, you brought it up.
Yeah, I only know
the whole
title.
Thing is your idea.
I bet on that.
You think I want to talk about the four horsemen?
I bet on a fantasy movie league. That's a nice jacket.
You phony.
He's got a nice jacket in his house.
I do keep it very cold in my house.
Philadelphia 76ers, hashtag here they come.
What the fuck?
Oh, no.
I hadn't even seen that.
Oh, it's about them busting. Oh, I hate
hashtag
that.
Hashtag beat your heat.
Terrible.
Hashtag here they come.
Could not be worse.
Ugh. Hashtag Liberty Bell.
Hashtag
call
ring
it a
the
day.
Bell.
Yeah.
Hashtag ring the bell.
Bong.
Hashtag ka-clang, crunch.
Why didn't they just keep trust the process?
Yeah, well, because they hate they fire that guy.
Oh, Colangelo?
Well, no, that was Sam Hinkie. That was the Sam Hinkie thing. And under the Colangelo era, they hated everything about
hashtag
Sam
no
Hinkie.
More Hinky Pinky.
So it's like referencing the fact that they fired Sam Hinkie like 3-4 years ago now? Yeah. I cannot believe how. What is the possible explanation for hashtag here they come?
Well, I'm sure there was a long discussion of like, well, we're kind of out of the process years. Like, they did trust the process and now it's over. So now it's like,
right.
Now so that now you trust the like, process, now come. Like, here they come. Like, this is the result of the process. Here come the results.
Awful.
Joel Embiid and the other guys.
God.
The people who are making these, I guarantee you, are just like marketing majors who don't know shit about sports.
Maybe it's like, this is a Massachusetts thing, but the 76ers, it's like the revolution stuff. Maybe that's what they think Paul Revere said.
Here they come. Yeah.
They're just going from memory, and they're like, whoa, it's like Paul Revere. Here they come.
Yeah.
Phoenix Suns, hashtag time to rise. I like that.
It's, again, like we were saying, if you suck, you have to do something of like, we're going to be good sometime.
Yeah.
And time to rise is what the sun says.
Yes.
Well, yes. Well,
Phoenix rising.
What? That's wrong? You're going to tell me that's wrong?
The sun says, rise and shine.
I know. I think that's what people say. To the sun.
Yes. You're right.
Rise and shine wouldn't be terrible either, though.
No.
That would be great.
That's actually better. That's my pitch.
Yeah.
That's why you said it.
Portland Trailblazers, hashtag Rip City. Yeah, I like it.
I like
it's
it.
Great.
It's good.
No, I spent like a day a couple years ago trying to figure out like where that came from.
Just some announcer randomly called them that. And then it stuck.
It's only so crazy. It's only a Trailblazers thing. It owns.
Wasn't their coach named Rip? Rip something?
That was Dr. Jack Ramsey?
Yeah, they called him Rip, didn't he?
I don't think so. Rip Ramsey? I think I would remember if a coach was
what
named
I
Rip
read
Ramsey.
Was maybe not. An announcer like in a big game called them Rip City. He was like, it's Rip City. And everybody was like, oh, we like that. And then they like branded themselves as Rip City, but it's not how like other Portland teams don't refer to it that way. It's not like known.
And no one refers to Portland that way outside of a Blazers context. Mm-hmm. It owns.
I know Dr. Jack Ramsey's grandson.
He's
a podcast guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Because his mom is like a LA politician.
Really?
Yeah. Boy, this is all my interests. Just
this is coming together in
one family, a three generation family.
Jack O'Brien from the Daily Zeitgeist.
That's
Jack Ramsey's
Dr. grandson. Jack Ramsey's grandson?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Hmm. I don't know anything
about
this.
And his
dad
coaches in Philadelphia right now.
I got invited to do this show, The Daily Zeitgeist. I didn't want to tell you.
I'm going to find out what's going on with the Gordon Bombay. So this says...
He did get a... Yeah, he had some kind of hockey thing.
Filmed in multiple locations in Minnesota.
Okay.
The Ducks and family race out onto the ice in jubilation. This is the end of the movie. Bombay thanks Hans for his belief in him, and Hans tells Bombay he's proud of him. Later, Bombay boards a bus headed to a minor league tryout secured for him by the NHL's Basil McRae of the Minnesota North Stars.
To play hockey?
Although he seems daunted at the prospect of going up against younger players, he receives the same words of encouragement and advice from the Ducks Bombay had given them.
This might have been one of those like VHSs that we recorded and didn't get all the way to the end. Mm-hmm. I do not remember this at all.
So then I think at the beginning of two, maybe, he's like playing on the team or something.
Wow.
But I may be wrong.
Why wouldn't it be so obvious to have him get an opportunity to coach?
Well, he definitely, I think he gets the members of the team to come and like talk to the kids. Oh, damn. Cam Neely, Chris Chelios, Luke Robitaille. Look at all the stars that were in this. And again, Basil McRae, Mike Modano. Oh, he was the Minnesota star, Mike Modano.
Well, because then he ended up, they must have moved to Dallas. Because he was a big Dallas star.
Right. And they were the Minnesota North Stars, and they became the Dallas Stars. Is that right?
Yep, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Sacramento Kings, hashtag Sacramento proud. This one made me wonder if like some like a mass shooting had happened in Sacramento, and I just like forgot it or something, because that's what it seems to be referring to, like some kind of
a guy was shot by the cops in his own backyard in Sacramento.
That's right.
Yeah,
and they did, and the Kings owner like came out at like at the beginning of the game and did a whole speech about it.
Yeah,
I do not think that that is what this is referencing, though.
No,
maybe it's how Chris Webber called it a cow town.
I don't know anything about Sacramento, so I can't even make a hashtag for it.
Apparently, it's pretty nice. I've never been.
Hashtag stop here to use the bathroom.
They got a lot of trees.
It's an old town.
Where are you going?
San Francisco.
Where are you coming from?
From Tahoe?
Modesto.
Modesto. There isn't a lot of other Sacramento stuff.
Hashtag Lady Bird.
There's a bridge.
Hashtag Lady
Bird. Hashtag Lady Bird. Hashtag Brad Status.
They should call Sacramento Lady Bird now.
Lady Bird.
Lady Bird. Hashtag Lady Bird is hard. And progressive.
Oh, yeah. Hamburgers.
Oh, right? That would be so funny. Sacramento Kings. Hashtag Hamburgers. And they did that on the show. They did it on SNL. He said that.
Hashtag Go Spurs Go. Jalen Rose has made me love this one. I think it's just like historic.
Mm-hmm.
It is historic, but here's what I wonder. The Clippers do it.
The Clippers do go Clips go.
They do the exact same thing. Yeah. Are they just biting it?
Yes. Perhaps. Yeah.
That's bad.
I would say so.
Don't do that.
They're biting it. And so I don't do it.
You know, yeah. Well, I went to the game with Sean.
Yeah, and it's true. Everyone else is doing it. Yeah. I have never seen Sean once say, crossed, go Clips go.
And goes, Carl, can you hand me another nacho, please? I was feeding him nachos at the time. And he's like, hey, man. I was like, but Sean, it's go Clips go time. And he was like, y'all hear something?
Okay. Yep. That's right. Those nachos are the ones I stepped in. Am I correct?
Yeah. Sorry about that.
I did step in some nachos when I was with Carl and I got them all over my shoe.
We cleaned it off though. We got him.
It was fine.
When he went to the game when they started doing Go Clips Go, did he bring his like big ear trumpet and like pretend that he couldn't hear Go Clips nothing. Go?
I don't hear anything out there.
Do y'all
there.
Remember that in Wild Wild West where that guy had that old school hearing aid and he dumped it over the goo?
Of course.
Oh, fuck, that was disgusting.
I love steampunk, so anything Wild Wild West. Yeah,
man. Loveless.
The aesthetic is insane.
No stress. Loveless.
Bad for your health.
out of that dress once you meet Jim West.
Here's a question I have. There was a, maybe you guys know this. There was a blog, a Kings blog called Cowbell Kingdom. And that makes me think that they do some kind of like cowbell thing. I mean, it's probably they put up on the screen the more cowbell sketch that I talked about earlier. That
Blue Ocean. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And that like somebody like rings the cowbell or something. Oh, and it's probably a clapback at Chris Webber. Because he said that Sacramento was a cow town. And they're like, yeah, we're all cows.
Yeah, we are a cow. I am a cow. Check out this sound. Cling, cling, cling.
They say, bitch, I'm a
cow. But it makes me surprised that they don't just have it be like hashtag more cowbell or something. I'm glad they don't, but I am surprised.
Sacramento should be hashtag, actually, we're the capital.
Yeah.
I think Go Spurs Go is good. It's iconic, it's classic, but I think it could use a little bit of modernization. I do have a pitch. Hashtag hamburgers.
Be so funny.
Like the friggin' show, SNL. They did it.
And they did Deal or No Deal.
Dude, yes. There is one person on the cameo page where it's like, it was a name I didn't recognize. Like, it was a single name. It was like
Godfrey
Sandinista or something.
Okay.
And then I was like, well, who is this person? And it said Deal or No Deal. She's like, must be one of the women who holds the cases.
Is there Go Spurs Go? I mean, I guess it's fine because it's old, but it is really boring and bad. It's like the team.
Hashtag jingle, jingle, jingle.
That's the sound the spur makes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That'll be hard.
Hashtag I'm your Huckleberry. From Tombstone. Which, shout out to Action Boys.
That is in a different place. Does that matter?
No, because they're wearing spurs.
Okay.
And boots and stuff.
Yes.
Cowboys and stuff.
Yes. I mean, they could do like the sound effect of Jerry making licking Tom's match.
Hashtag sarsaparilla. Hashtag Jerry and Tom. Respect the OGs.
The Raptors, hashtag we the North.
Hated it.
It's bad. And then after All Eyes North, I mean, it is so much better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're the only team in Canada. I mean, it's not good, but it's not that bad. To me, I just go, okay, that's like their thing. They're going like the North.
I like their jerseys, the North jersey, the city jersey, the Drake black and gold.
Didn't you say you didn't like
I didn't
those?
Like the white ones.
Oh.
I like the black ones. Oh. That dude who wrote that article was in love with white jerseys.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. I like the black ones that they had last year.
I like Drake. What do you guys think is really going on with him?
Drizzy back in his business. I'm ready. What's happening, man?
That's the one that he took from Soulja Boy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I finally watched, like 2 weeks ago on the plane, I watched The Shop. Shop? Yes. Yeah.
Did you like that?
That moment where he showed his son on his phone sort of undercut the rest of the sort of unscripted vibe of the rest of the show for me. Because I was like, oh, this seems very calculated to be like having this conversation and doing this on the show. But I did like the show in general.
Yeah.
Boy, they it's a very cussy show.
Oh, yeah.
They're not watching their mouth. But yeah. But you don't at the shop.
Yeah.
You don't watch your mouth at the shop, Hayes.
You can see why Maverick...
I'll take you to the barbershop,
Come
Hayes.
On, Hayes. Do we have God to take damn. You to the barbershop, Carl?
No, I'm John Stewart. I'm asking questions about the shop. I'm just trying... I'm here to learn. I can see why everyone likes hanging out with Maverick Carter, because he just acts like everyone is the most interesting person in the world, and he will laugh at some dumb shit.
Yeah.
Just like
he seems like a dick, too.
Is he?
He seems like it. I don't know him.
I think it's like what they used to say about like Bill Clinton, which is like when he's talking to you, he's so locked in on what you're saying.
And he seems to remember, like, in the show, he'll be like, well, tell him about the
tell
time.
Tell him what you said. Yeah. He's always like, tell him what you said. Yeah. Tell him what you told him.
Yeah.
He makes everyone else look cooler.
Yeah, like, he makes you think your story was so good that he needs... Yeah. Like, my wife does that to me sometimes.
Okay.
The Utah Jazz. Hashtag... Team is everything.
Nope.
Trash.
Nope.
It's not okay. It's not a good hashtag, but you have to admit that it is true.
Yeah, it's true.
Especially in basketball rules.
Yes. Okay. I agree with this. Okay, so let's talk about it. First of all, let's just get something out of the way.
You have to have a team.
Let's just get something out of the way. Former Pee Wee ice hockey coach Gordon Gombay is a star in the minor leagues and is expected to make it to the National Hockey League soon at the top of D2. However, after a career-ending knee injury, he returns to the Blooksville district of Minneapolis.
To be a lawyer?
No, at the beginning of two. So one, I read you the ending. He's on the bus about to try out for the minor leagues. Oh, two, okay. He's in the minor leagues kicking fucking ass and is about to become a star.
He is a lawyer
at the beginning of one. He's a lawyer who has left hockey behind him for years.
Yeah.
And then he gets stuck these snot-nosed kids, the community service, I don't want to do this, and they freaking melt his icy heart.
It makes him love to play hockey again.
Yeah, loves it so much he goes and becomes star in the minor leagues and is expected to make his NHL debut.
And freeze his skates.
Is that Emilio Estevez, y'all talking about?
Oh, yes.
Man, I haven't seen this movie in so long. Damn. I ain't seen the Mighty Ducks since like 96.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it in a long time either. That's why I half remembered several of the details.
Let's watch it.
Team is everything.
Okay.
I'm going hashtag no jazz in Utah.
You want them to change their name.
Yeah, I want them to change their name. And I like the jerseys that they're wearing.
Mm-hmm. Did you like the Pelicans when they chose that?
No.
Mm.
I don't like it.
Hashtag stinky Lake City.
The lake smells?
That's what I hear. I was there and I was like, I really want to see the lake. I want to go to the actual lake.
Hashtag lake show.
And they were like, hey, it's a long drive, it's a pain, and it's very stinky there. It smells bad.
That would be the ultimate troll face if they took hashtag lake show.
Wait, how far is the lake from the city?
I mean, I guess from where we were, it was like, it's not crazy, but it was probably a 45-minute drive out. Oh, wow. And then it was like going to be unpleasant was what I was told. Because I was like, why can't, it's Salt Lake City. I must be able to go to Salt Lake, right? Like, that's one of the things you do here. And people were kind of like, I don't know.
Damn.
Wow. They're like, oh, this guy must like stuff that stinks.
Well, that was part of it. They go, I'm told it's fairly stinky there.
Hashtag Joseph's Boys.
Joe's Boys.
Joe's Boys.
Yeah.
Hashtag.
There is probably someone, because you can just convert people to Mormonism remotely. Mm-hmm. So there must be someone who's like a huge jazz fan, but is also like a big Mormon. And just when they sign a new player, he just quickly does whatever, says like the spell or whatever, and he
the spell,
and he converts them to Mormonism.
Actually, Matt, do you guys remember the center? What is his name?
Bill Clinton.
No, his name is I'm about to tell you right now. Thurl Bailey. Thurl Bailey.
I don't remember Thurl Bailey.
Thurl Bailey went to the NBA.
He is that Pearl Bailey's like Pearl weird Bailey's twin sister? Grandson.
He went to the Thurl Bailey. He got me calling Pearl Bailey now. Thurl Bailey went. He played on the NC State 1983 National Championship team, the Survive and Advance team, which is also a cool hashtag. Hashtag Survive.
Survive and Advance. Yeah. Yes.
But in the NC State National.
That's how I live every day.
They beat Houston, which had Hakeem Olajuwon.
That was Fi Slama Jama.
Yeah, they beat them in the national championship. Thurl Bailey was a center on that team. He played for Utah. He's a Mormon now. He converted after he played for Utah.
I think I'm going to thurl. Remember Wayne's World?
Wait,
you'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll thurl.
How did he play for Utah from the NC State team?
What do you mean? Oh, like when did he go to Utah?
He got drafted into the NBA and played for the Utah Jazz.
I got confused. That makes a lot more sense.
He played for Utah from 83 to 91.
Wow.
Let's talk about the last hashtag.
Okay.
Hashtag DC family for the Washington Wizards.
Hashtag DC family.
Should be hashtag DC Pearson.
That's exactly what I was going to say. It's just so obvious. Yeah. The hashtag should be hashtag DC Pearson.
Yeah, they play the commercial with Thomas Middleditch.
Commercials, he's in multiple ones now in different roles.
Yeah, grabbing the dogs or just kind of coming in and being like, oh, that's a phone or what? Yeah.
And the other guy in the commercials is Barrick. Barrick Hardly. Do you think that Barrick, that they're about to make him the new spokesperson, that Thomas Middleditch just run his course?
They might be doing the progressive thing where they're introducing like new friends for Flo, and Flo must be getting pretty nervous about to be sitting off on an ice floe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hashtag bullets. Hashtag bullet city.
Bullets.
Hashtag chocolate city is what they should be called.
Yes.
That will be the dope hashtag.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag chocolate city. Hashtag
or hashtag what it should be.
Hashtag the Capitol Steps.
Yeah. Hashtag DC Young Fly.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag.
Hashtag.
Monument City.
The presidents living here.
Yeah.
And they're doing government.
There's all kinds of jokes that you can do.
And I just did one, and I have more
about the president. And one that you can actually do is hashtag hamburgers.
Bye.
Hold on.
What?
Oh, Jamaican.
Oh, no.
Unbelievable. Can I just say now with Jamaican, now he's actually interfering with the show. We have the perfect out.
He got waved.
What?
Yes. And he said he's going to Sacramento.
Wow.
Bye.